Hi, Rabbi. Good tovach. I'm sorry, I think I might have the flu. So whatever I say tonight, just take it with a grain of salt. Baruch Hashem, I was able to get here. We're in the middle of Shin Ayin Hei Sif Hei. It's been a while, it's a couple of weeks now. I think it would be kedai just to start over Sif Hei, get back into it a little bit. The Machabi says like this, Sif Hei, Baal B'nixei Melug Ishtai, a husband in his wife's Nechas, and B'nixei Melug of his wife, provided his wife is a katana, a special takana, that if he's mashbiach her nechasim, he'll have a din of yada alo yoyna. Also, v'hashutif besada sheyechul echelik ba, also a shutif who's mashbiach the sada that he has a chelik in, he's a shutif, the shutif is in a certain property, and he's mashbiach that property, the halacha is, ki yerid b'shus hein, they have a din like a yerid b'shus, v'shamin lehen v'yadam ala yoyna, and we shuts up how much it is v'yadam ala yoyna, that is he just doesn't get haitzah feket, he'll get even more, he'll get shvach yes ala tzah, he'll get like a regular din of a yerid b'shus or a yerid by sadashina suyalita, which is a yerid shalobashut suyalita, but that's our halacha, he'll get yada ala yoyna. Now we discussed last time, and I think we should go into it a little bit more today, is what does it mean that yada ala yoyna? Does he get even in gansin, even haitzah, yisera ala shvach? Or no, he'll only get hashvach, which is yes ala tzah. We know by yasada ha'asuyalita, if a yorid shaloi b'shus, and it's a sada ha'asuyalita, the halacha is you get shvach yes ala yitzah. If it went up, you'll get the shvach, but you won't get haitzah yisera ala shvach. What would be when you're a shutif, do you have a better din? If you're a shutif, do you have a din like mamash yerid b'shus, like the previous halach of Siv Dalet, by yerid b'shus, you get even hatzah yisair l'shvach. You made the hatzah and it turned out to be a bad idea or a bad investment, or you planted the trees and the tree is spoiled and whatever it was. So there is no shvach. But since you are yerid b'shus, a normal case, if I told you to put in the trees, avadi, you're going to get the hitzah, even yisair ala shvach. Who cares if it's shvach or not shvach? He told me to do it. I was yerid b'shus, avadi, I'll get it. What would be a shutif, who the mechaber now is saying his din is yad ala yoyna, will a shutif's din be like a yerid b'shus, that he could get even hitzah yisair ala shvach or not? That was a shiloh which we discussed, and we should talk about it again here. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Gimel paskins that a shutif is not a complete yerid b'shus to be entitled to haitzah yisera l'shvach. He'll get shvach yes al haitzah, but he will not get haitzah yisera l'shvach. That's how the Ramah paskins over there, and the Sma brings it down over here. If that's the case, then Kol Shekein, if it wouldn't be a shutif, it'll be a regular din of a yerid in a sada suyalita, he's not going to get haitzah yisair al-shvach. You can only get haitzah yisair al-shvach if I'm mamish a yerid b'shus. You told me to come down, so then I was meitzim mamon apicha. You told me to plant the trees, I plant the trees. You told me to build the house, I built the house. I don't care if there was a storm later on and knocked down the house. Yeah, that's what you told me to do. So I was meitzim mamon apicha, I'm your shliach, so that I'll be entitled. But if you don't have shlichus, you don't have that I was meitzim mamon apicha, I'm just a regular shutif, or kashkin, I'm not even that, I'm a yerid shaloi b'shus, but it's a sada ha'siyalita, so it might be a good idea to do, it's a sada ha'siyalita, but I'm not doing it apicha, I'm not being meitzim mamon apicha. I cannot be entitled to Eitzah Yisair al-Shvach. That's how the Ramah paskens over there. And Be'etim, it's really a Machloikis Rishonim. This concept, is a Shutif in Gansin like a Yerid B'Shus to get Eitzah Yisair al-Shvach or not, is really a Machloikis Rishonim. There's a Shitas HaRa'ah, which is what the Ramah was following. The Ra'ah, which is brought down in the Ran and the Mokhi Yosef, the Ra'ah and Baba Basim and Beza Mabez, holds that no, a Shutif cannot get Haitzah Yisair al-Shvach. The Gemara's Mashmois is not like that. The Gemara says that every Shutif is Ki Yerid B'Shus, that he'll get even by Asada She'ena Asuyalita, just like Asada Asuyalita, he's like a Yerid B'Shus, that he always is yada lo yaina, even if it's not a siyalita, the sada doesn't make a difference. I'm like a yerid b'shus. Zakta ra'a, no, it's not a problem. He doesn't mean that it's mamish a yerid b'shus. It's a yerid b'shus b'negeya to shvach, which is the example that the Gemara gives, that he's entitled to shvach by a sada shena siyalita, just like a sada siyalita. But he's not mamish a yerid b'shus. He's only ki yerid b'shus. The Sma says it's b'chof hadimin. It's a dogma. He's like a yerid b'shus, but he's really not a yerid b'shus. He's not entitled to a tzoy yaseir l'trak. The Gemara is only comparing him to yerid b'shus, but negeya to shvach. If his shvach is yes al tzoy, then he'll be entitled to shvach no matter what, even by a sada shena siyalita, just like a yerid b'shus. But negeya to a tzoy, which is yaseir l'trak, no, he will not have a din like a yerid b'shus. That is the shitas hara'a. Like I said, the Ramah paskins of the in kafayin ches like the shitas hara'a. However, there are many Rishonim who argue with the Ra'ah. There's a Ritva over there in Baba Basra, B'Shem the Rashbam. He touches the Rashbam like that. There's a Yishmo ben Chachman over there. There's a Miuchas Ritva in Baba Metzi at the end of the first Perek. There's a Chuvus Maram Rattenberg. There are many Rishonim who argue and say, no, that he has a Mamish Adin like a Yerid Bishus, that he'll be entitled to Aitzah Yisera Lashvach. Every Shutif, he wasn't asked to be Mashbiach, but he's a Shutif, and he has a day in it, just like I have a day in it. He's a Shutif. If he's Mashbiach the field, he'll have a Halacha to be entitled to Aitzah Yisera Lashvach, just like an Emesah, just like a real Yerid Bishus. We don't pass him like those Rishonim, like I said, Ramah. But never is the Makhlek is a Shainim. There are those who want a Taina that the Mechabah does Paskin like those Rishainim, because our Mechabah doesn't mention anything, any Chilik that B'negeh to Atzai Yisrael Ashrach, it won't be Yad Ala Yaina. The Mechabah just says Yad Ala Yaina is Mashma, always Yad Ala Yaina. Following Siv Dalid, the Mechabah already qualified in Siv Dalid, Yad Ala Yaina means that you get Shvach Yisrael Atzai and you get Atzai Yisrael Ashrach. So if the next Mechabah, Siv Hey, just continues, Yadam Alayenin doesn't make a distinction between this and the one before, must be, it sounds like, that this Mechabah also holds that he's entitled to Yitzhatzah Yisera Lashvach, which means that he would be going like those other Rishonim. But Lididan, we go with the Ramah already paskins that he's not entitled to Hatzah Yisera Lashvach. So now we have a Makhlekes Rishonim with Achra of the Ramah, could be some Makhlekes Mechabah and Ramah. Now, Bishloima, if you learn like all those Rishonim, that you're entitled to Atzah Yisera Lashvach, just like you're entitled to Shvach Yisera Latzah, so it's very easy to accept that sheet. It's very understandable. And the word is that you're Mamish a Yerid Bishos. Every Shutif is like a Yerid Bishos. So it's like I told you to do so. So who cares? Shvach Yisera Latzah, Atzah Yisera Lashvach. I told you to do so. It's like I told you to do so. They say a Lashin, Adas Kein Nishtatfu. When we went into Shutas, we had in mind this, Adas Kein Nishtatfu, Sheyashbiach Kolecha B'Shus Kemura, that everyone has the right, either of us, has the right to be Meshbiach the field whenever we want. That's how we went into the Shutas. As long as you're doing it for the Tevis HaShutfis, you're doing it on your Chelik LaTevis HaShutfis, you're doing it on my Chelik LaTevis HaShutfis. You're being Mashbiach, we're in it together. You could be Mashbiach and I could be Mashbiach. We just have to have in mind Tevis HaShutfis. But as long as we have in mind Tevis HaShutfis, whoever's being Mashbiach is fine. Al Das Kein, we came in, Nishtatu, Vahavalei, Ki'ilu, Nisratu Lechaveroi. Each one was Misratu to the other person, Lefrei Chalko Batzais. Whatever you invest, I'll chip in. Whatever I invest, you're going to chip in. So that was our understanding. Like that, it's gewaldic. So that's why you're entitled to Shvach Yisrael Tzah, and that's why you're entitled to Tzah Yisrael Shvach. We went on Das Kein. It's as if I gave you a blank check to do that, authorization, go be Mashbiach, and I'll chip in, and you gave me that same authorization, that I should be Mashbiach, and I'll be entitled to half of the Yisrael, you'll chip in. Even by Ein HaSiyolita, that's for sure like that. That means the Gemara already said that even by Ein HaSiyolita, you'll have a locha that if it's a Siyolita to get Shvach, and who hadim b'negeh to Atzois, yes, you'll be entitled to Atzois Yisera LaShvach, even by Ein HaSiyolita. Just like you're entitled to Shvach Yisera LaTzah, even by Ein HaSiyolita. Those Rishonim are very easy sort of to accept. It's across the board. But when you come to the Ramah, and the Shitas Ra'ah, that is Mechalek, the Shvach Yisera LaTzah, you are entitled to, but Tzah Yisera LaShvach, you're not entitled to, Shtickle needs a beer, like Mandashok. Am I authorized? If I'm authorized, both. And if I'm not authorized, then why am I getting Shvach Yisera Latzah when it's Ein HaSiyolita? I shouldn't have done it. It's not a Siyolita. I shouldn't have done it. Why am I getting it? If you look, there's a Chuvus HaRosh in Tzadi Aleph. Simon Tzadi Aleph, Kal Tzadi Aleph, the first ois, there he says the Lashon a bit different. Maybe this is what he means, but he says like this. The reason why Shutev is Kiyared B'Shus, he says, as far as Mishum Delahash, Chelkayhu Yared, he's much of a Bailim as I am. I can't deprive him, or Minastam, I'm not going to deprive him from being Mashbich, his own Chelik. Ve'en Chelkay Mavurer, and how can we distinguish between his chelik and my chelik? It's combined. We share every single molecule. We own the shadah b'shutis. And I'm not going to prevent him from being mashbiach his chelik. And since ein chelik mavur tzarech lashbiach hakol, he needs to be mashbiach my chelik as well. Because if he wants to be mashbiach his chelik, it's going to have to be mashbiach my chelik too. Hilka kehyeid b'shus dami kozman shein chaver mechel yodayim. That's the Lashon of the Tshuvas HaRosh. It sounds like it's not like a broad authorization. Yes, you should be Mashbiach my chelik l'tavis ha'shutis, and I should be Mashbiach your chelik, and we'll share the itzayis. No, it's about this. You mind your own business, do your chelik, and I'll do my chelik. Just it's a catch, it's a problem. We share every molecule. So if I have to do my chelik, I'm karka going to do your chelik, and you're doing your chelik, and not karka do my chelik. So kilo do is a hanacha, that I'm not going to stop you. I could stop you. If I want to make a mechal, I could. But kozma min astam, I'm not stopping you. You could go ahead and be mashbiach your chelik. And memelo, my chelik is going to have to be mashbiach as well. So it sounds like the Tshuvas HaRosh is not a full-fledged blank check authorization. It just means that to the extent I realize that we're in it together, to the extent I realize you're not going to stop looking for the benefit of your chelik, so memelo, my chelik is going to be mashbiach as well. So it's ki'ilu, we could perhaps split the two. That if this taka shvach at the end, so I was nachas to that. You're being mashbiach, your chelik. If you're mashbiach, my chelik alone, gesintait. So I'll chip into that shvach. I'll give you shvach, yes, al hatzor. But to give you hatzor, you say al shvach, no way. I never authorize you. I don't want you being mashbiach, my chelik. You want to be mashbiach, your chelik, and by default, you have to be mashbiach, my chelik too. But I'm not authorizing you to spend money on my chelik. I don't want you to be mashbiach, my chelik, be aside. I'll look out for my chelik. But hayyis, we know we can't do, split it. We're in it together. So beside that, I'm nachas that if there's going to be shrach, I'll give it to you. But if there's no shrach, I'm not nachas to pay you. I never told you to do it, kilu let it's mighty mamun api. No, you're not my shliach. I never told you to do it. You're not being mighty anything on me. You're doing it for your own good. You're doing it to mashbiach, your own chelik. Nothing to do with me. In such a case, and perhaps we could hear this split, like there are, that if there is shrach, you'll get shrach yes al atzah. If there's no shrach, to money for it, so you say the truck. I'm not masking. I never told you to do it. I never authorized you to do it. Not my shliach. So b'chai gavno, you can have hashvach yes latzah and not hatzah you say the truck. I know it's not so simple, but l'chay that's something like that. You're going to have to say it's like a halfway authorization. If it's an authorization, if there's taka shvach, then I'm asking. But I never really wanted you to do it. I never authorized you to do it. We find such an example. There is such a musag already in other places by a mekach tois. A guy buys something. I buy a house. And I'm mashbiach the house, redo the kitchen, redo the bathroom, and lo and behold, I realize there's mamish terrible structural problems with this house. It's a mekach tois, I want to give back the house. So now I give back the house. Let's say we granted it was a mekach tois, it was there all along, and it's terrible to be mevatel the mekach, we give back the house. But in the meantime, I was mashbiach, I redid the kitchen, I redid stuff. What could I charge you for the shvach that I put into this house? So there the Nesivi says in Reish Heis of Kandal, it's really Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis, he's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, is that you have this split. If this shvach yeser halatzah, I'll get the shvach. I'll get like a kablan, whatever it is. But if there's a itzah, you say al shvach. I put in the itzah, but you don't see really realized shvach from it, then I won't have to pay you. You get shvach yes al itzah, but not itzah you say al shvach. It means you're not a yared b'shus. I never authorized you to do that. So you can't get Hatzai Yisrael HaShvach. But Lamaisa, you thought when you were doing it that you're the Bailim, and you had authorization to fix up because for the time being, you thought you owned the house. So you were being Mashbechir as a Bailim as if it was a good thing to do, and you made that decision. You had a right to make that decision because you're the Bailim at that point. You thought you were the Bailim. So therefore, you'd be entitled to Shvach Yisrael HaTzah without Hatzai Yisrael. That means every seller, when he sells the house to a buyer, he's nachas that if the buyer is Mashbech, he knows the buyer is going to be Mashbech. It's his house. It's mamash hakashuta. I know you're going to be a meshbiach yochelek. So I'm not, because you could be a meshbiach, provided, of course, there's going to be shrak. I'll pay you for it. But if there's going to be a tzoy, you say a shrak. I never authorized to do that. You're not doing it for me. You're not my shliach. You're not being meitzim mamanapi. You're doing it for yourself. You like, purple cabinets. I don't know. So that's for yourself. Nothing to do with me. So mamelu, you're not my shliach. You can't get a tzoy, you say a shrak. But you could get shvach, yes, or a tzoy. So too, we want to say that, look, that's the same idea, the concept by shutvis, and that's how the Ramah paskins. Even by an ena hasuyolita. Hasuyolita for sure gets shvach, yes, or a tzoy. Yeah, that's for sure, because he's doing the right thing. The Bailam would want to do that. The chiddush is, by an ena hasuyolita, why is he getting shvach, yes, or if he's getting that, the one in the ghetto, so you say all the track. Alamai, you see the type of a chilek. All right. Let's move on. There's, maybe we'll revisit similar concepts, but let's just go on in the sif itself. We have now a machloikis by Benegair to a shutif. It says, halacha like a yard b'shus to get hoitza, you say all the track. Okay, Rambam Paskin's not. Okay. Let's take a new shayla. What about toil? We have a halacha before that. You're being mashbiak my sada shalei b'shos. Even by sada asuyalita the smart paskins, I could tell you toil. It's a very nice thing. You built a beautiful house. Gavaldik, this property was already subdivided. It's already aiming to be built. It's a suya live nice, but I don't want to pay for that house. Toil. Take your eitzim. Take your avonim. You came here. You built a house without my permission. I don't want it. I'm gonna have a right to tell you toil. What about a shutif? If a shutif is mashbiach chazada, they have a shutif in a property, one shutif was on vacation, while he was gone, the shutif was here, decided to build a house. Now he built this house. Shutif comes back, I don't want to build this house. Maybe I want to make a duplex out of it. I don't know what I wanted to do with the property. I wanted to hold it a little bit longer. Maybe I don't want to be bothered with the tircha building the house. Toilet tzecha v'avanecha. Could one shutif tell the other shutif, who was yod without his permission, without his yediyah, could he tell him toil? Is a shutif like a yerd b'shus that you cannot say toil? If I tell you to be mashbiach my sada, and after you do that, I say, you know what, toil itzek av amenecha, it's not going to work. If you're a yerd b'shus, I cannot tell you toil. Is a shutif like a yerd b'shus that you cannot say toil? Or is a shutif like a regular din of a yerd shalei b'shus that you could say toil? Again, it's a type of thing. We know a shutif is better than a regular yerd shalei b'shus, but he's not as good as a mamish a yerd b'shus. So where does he fall b'negeh to toil? Could the guy tell him toil etzech av avenecho or not? This is a major machlekes abaisim gedolei abaisim. There's a chuvis marit in chelek aleph simon kuvav that the marit nemzon that you could say toil as long as a yerd shalei b'shus. I didn't tell you to do it. I could tell you toil, even though you're a shutif. I could tell you toil etzech av avenecho. And he says, in fact, he's even medayik from this Gemara. The Gemara, Baba Bas, like we said before, Membeza Mabei says that a shutif is kiyerid b'shus, that he's entitled to shvach by a sada she'ena asiyolita, just like a sada asiyolita. That's how he's entitled to shvach, that he can get shvach yasalotza even by a se'ena asiyolita. Zakta Marit, why is the Gemara limiting it just to that example? Why did the Gemara say it's also like a yerid b'shus, but again, that you can't say toil? Halamai, you see, the Gemara holds he has a din like a yerbishus only b'negeh to shvach yes halatzai, not to anything else. And Zakta Marit v'teida, I'll bring you a raya, because the ra'ah holds that b'negeh to hatzai yiseir ala shvach. He doesn't have a din like a yerd b'shus. Well, if he doesn't have a din like a yerd b'shus hatzai yiseir ala shvach, so too he won't have a din like a yerd b'shus b'negeh to toil. The whole Gemara is only b'negeh to shvach, which is yes halatzai. But nothing else. That's the Marit Shita. A blitz. That means, it's a very interesting Marit. It means, well, not only does he take the Ra'ah, but he runs the Ra'ah fully. That it's even Meduik in the Gemara that it's only been Negeh to Shvach Yasa Latzah, but not to Negeh anything else. And Lagabi, anything else, you're not like a Yerid Bishos. You're only Yerid Bishos, but Negeh to Shvach. Nothing else. We may have a right to tell your toil. Now, of course, this is also gebayt on the Rishaynim that we had before, that even by a regular Sada Asiyolita, you could always say toil. Remember, we had once a Shitas Rishaynim Ramban, the Goyim brings out, that a regular Sada Asiyolita, you also can't say toil. So if you can't say toil by a Sada Asiyolita, then certainly you can't say toil by a Shutif's Sada Asiyolita. Good. But let's say we pass him like this man said, by Sada Siyalita, you could say Tayyid. So Zakta Mariyat will extend that even a Shutif by a Sada Ha'asiyalita, you have a right to say Tayyid. That's a Chuvis Mariyat. On the other hand, you have a Chuvis Maram Dibotan. I believe he was the son of the Lechem Mishnah. In Simun Chav Hei, he argues with Marit, and he says, no, that to the extent that even if you hold that by a Sada HaAsuya Lita, normally you could say Tal, but by a Shut, to the extent he has a din like a Yard B'Shus, you cannot say Tal. You can't say Tal by a Yard B'Shus. You are not allowed to say Tal by a Shut to be this. It's Machloikis, Marit, and Maram Di Boton.
He's going even in the ball.
Oh, this is what we're going to get to. Balt. Excellent. Balt. So he doesn't say he's going in the raw, right? He just says he's going in those Rishonim hold that by Sada Siyalita you could say Toil. Who didn't hear you could say Toil? And not only that, he goes even a step further. Appella. And not Appella, it makes a lot of sense, but it's an eye opener. What happens if you have four Shutvim on a property? None of them are builders, they're investors. Four Shutvim on their property. Unbeknownst to all the Shutvim, one Shutvim goes and hires a builder and says, do me a favor, build this property. Improve the property, and he proves it. The other three shutvim say, Monsieur, I don't know who you are. You're not authorized. I didn't ask you to build this sada. Go, call to, bye-bye. Zokta Maram Di Baton, he was building with the permission of one of the shutvim. He takes over the din of the shutif. Just like a shutif, you cannot say Tal, because a shutif has a din like a Yerid B'Shos. So if a shutif hires somebody, that person is an extension of the Shutif's hand. That person is Bimkoim the Shutif. That person's working on behalf of that Shutif. He has authorization from one Shutif. So to the extent all the Shutif can't tell that one Shutif Toil, they cannot tell this builder Toil either, because he's just an extension of the Shutif. The Shutif told him to do it. He's authorized by one of the Shutif. You cannot say Toil to a Shutif or to anyone else that the Shutif hires. That's what the Maram Di Baton says. Before L'chayra, you're allowed to be Meicha. You're allowed to be Meicha on the Shutif as well. So L'chayra before Avadi, you're allowed to make Meicha. But L'acha Maisa, it's too late. Once he did the Shvach, you cannot tell him to Toilet Zecha Vavanecha.
Isn't it always because of a subsequent of a Rishus that the Shutif, one Shutif was getting from the other Shutif, if they're Meicha on the Shas Maisa, then they're not extending that Rishus?
Correct. No, if they're Meicha, like I said, if you're Meicha before, and it's full.
Three Shutifim come and tell this builder to stop. It's a Meicha.
Oh, to stop? Yeah, it'll be Meicha Mikan Ve'elech, but you can't tell him Toil. I'm talking about he already built it, and then you want to tell him Toil, it's too late. You can't tell him Toil. Kaidam Maisa, you could. You could even tell the Shutif. If the Shutif himself was building, correct. Avada. All right. So l'chayra, this machlekes ashayinim is really tali. This machlekes achrayinim, sorry, is really tali in the machlekes ashayinim we said before. Whether you go like the ra'ah or not, do we take the Gemara all the way that yamamish a yerid b'shus, and if yerid b'shus all the way to get even yitzia yisera l'shvach, that means it's as if you're authorized and you're a shliach. So the l'chayra, I cannot tell you tali either. And if you hold that the Gemara know, like the Ra is only limited to Shvach Esalatah, but not to Yitzhiyazel Shvach, because you're really not a Shliach. So if you're really not a Shliach, then I can tell you Toletzech of Avanecha as well, you're really not a Shliach. So Lachari, this Machlaik is Achrainim, Gadele Achrainim, should be totally on this Machlaik is Rishainim. And it's Isaiah's Mavun, the Chuvis Ramah. The Chuvis Ramah in Simon Peivav is mashma like that as well, like the Marit, that he sets it up. He's handling Toil, and he says, well, if you go like the Rishonim, that you're entitled to Tzai Yisrael Ashrach, you can't say Toil. But if you hold that, like the Ra, that by Tzai Yisrael Ashrach, you're not entitled to it, so then you could say Toil. Mamish, he sets you up like this. He learned that the two Sugyas are one, the two Shailas, the two Nidainim are the same. Beside, and Mamela loit the Ramah, Lididan, that we pass, and you're not entitled to tell Yisrael Ashrach. So it should come out, you should not be able to stop him from saying Tal. I could still tell you Tal. I never authorized it. I could still tell you Tal. And it's very geschmack. The Marit says Lahedi is going in the Shita Zerah. He brings that from the Azariah. You see that the Gemara holds. It's only Benegat Ashrach, because Vitekta, you have the Shita Zerah, who is not getting Tal Yisrael Ashrach. So the Marit's going in the Shita Zerah. And Mashayin came the Maram Di Baton, you're going to have to say it's going on the other Shitas. Which means that even though Be'etzem, there are a number of Rishonim Mefurish, not like the Marit, I don't have any Rishon yet like the Marit, but Negeh to the Shai L'Toil. But I have a number of Rishonim Mefurish, not like the Marit. I have a Meyuchas or Edvam, Bab Mamtziya Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, says the Hedja, that even by Yoyed Shaloi B'Shus, by a Suyalita, which you could say Toil, by a Shutev is better, a Shutev you cannot say Toil. A Shutev is like a Yoyed B'Shus, you cannot say Toil. And it's a Chuvah Zarashba in Chelek Beis Kuf Nun Aleph. There's a Ridvon Bava Basar Membeis and Membeis. They all say Lehedya by a Shutav, you cannot say Toil. But it's not a problem. They could all be going like the sheet, like Rav Rishayim hold that a shutav is also entitled to a tzay yisera leshvach. But l'didan that we pass him, like the Ramah, that a shutav is not entitled to a tzay yisera leshvach. Maybe you could also tell him toil. You're not mamish authorized. You're not mamish shliach. I could tell you toil. L'chaya, that's what it should be dependent on. I know now we're going on a limb, because now we're going against all Rishon and Mefurish. We have no Rishon and Mefurish like the Marit. But L'chaya, like I said, the Tshuvah Ramah is mashma like the Marit. And L'halacha, the Tshuvah is Boi Chayin, Chesha Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Reish Chav Gimel, and the Tshuvah is Pnei Moshin, Chelek Beis, Memhei, these are Kadmainim, both say, Hamukzik Yachaloi Mekimli. So in other words, I could tell you a toil. You built it. You want to be mighty mammon from me. You want me to be mishtatev in the tzoyis, mishtatev in the shvach. Kultiv. Toil etzek of avenecha. Take it out. Uprooted. Kultiv. I'm not paying you a penny. And he has a right to do that. He could say kimli. Kimli, I hold like the shitas marit that I could tell you a toil and you're going to have to uproot it. All right. Maisa shohaya rabbi se kachoya. What would you say to this story? You have two shotvim on a choiv. Two malvim to one loiva. Two malvim, they own an investment company and they lent $100,000 to a loiva. He gives man a parayin, the loiva is not paying. One of the shittim is starting to get a little, you know, itchy, what's going on, he's not paying, he's a little anxious. Calls up the loiva and says, what's going on? The loiva says, you know, it's difficult, I have so many other bali choivis to pay. How much could you pay? Well, you know, I'm trying to make a deal with all my bali chayvis. You know, if you want, I'll give you 85 cents on the dollar. If you call that a day, I'll give you $85,000. If you hold that satisfies the whole chayv, I'll pay you the $85,000. If not, I have other bali chayvis. You'll have to, you know, join the list. I'll put you down. You'll be number 19. Hopefully in a few years from now, I'll get to you and I'll pay you. But the less brayer, the shutter was a bit desperate. So the shutter said, you know what? You got a deal. He was meichel him, and fine, I'll take the 85 cents. Actually, the story was 86 cents on the dollar. I'll take the 86 cents on the dollar, and we'll call it a day. This was the story. Comes the other shutter and says, what, you crazy? I'd rather wait it out. I'm going to take him, wring his neck. I'll take him to court. I'll get him. He'll have to pay me. I'm not masking to this. Your mamish just gave away $14,000. I'm not masking. It means you gave away my chelik, like $7,000. You just blew $7,000 for nothing. It's money. I'm not masking. Mahadin, what's the halacha b'chai gavna? This story went to the Mordechai in Baba Basra, a membeza membeza, a istofkof lamites. His case was slightly different. His case was that the loiva was a goy, not a yid. There's a major, could be a major nafkamina, but let's just take his story that there was a goy. Mamish that, he took 86 cents on the dollar, and the other guy said, I'm not masking. Zog the Mordechai. Lamay segeret, this guy was a shutif. And we have a halacha that a shutif is kiyoyed b'shuzdami. And the halacha is that a shutif kiyoyed b'shuz is entitled to even haitza'ah. Yisera leshvach. He's going with those shittas v'shoinim. Rav v'shoinim go like that. That you get tied to it. So even yisera leshvach. So what did I do? What did this shittah do? I blew your $7,000. So I did haitzah, which we'll call it yisera leshvach. He understands it's yisera leshvach. I guess he calls the shvach is the $86,000 that I collected. And I blew $14,000 to get it. So I blew $14,000 more than the shaka was. It means, I guess, the face of the note is $100,000. I blew $14,000 to recoup the 86. So it was Aitzah Yisera Lashrak. But he says, Ashutav is entitled to Aitzah Yisera Lashrak. So the other Shutav can't complain. If he wanted to be Meicha beforehand, okay. But now to be Meicha, now it's too late. It's Aitzah Yisera Lashrak that Ashutav is entitled to do, even if it's a Tzadich Eina Asu Yalita. But he made that decision. A shutav has a right to make a decision, l'tevis ha-shutvis, and he felt l'tevis ha-shutvis, it's a good idea to cut this deal. He had this idea, good, it's a good idea. Haitzah Yisrael Ashraq, he's entitled to, and both shutvim have to eat this loss. The other shutvim is going to have to eat a $7,000 loss, because I'm authorized just like you are, I'm a shutav. Zizak the Mordechai. I only say this in the Mordechai, the Mordechai was talking about a loiva, which is a goy, because by a loiva, which is a yid, there's a major machlek, because a poiskim, starting from the shach down, shach, as a kadosh, and base mei, and Ebenezer, and ayin zayin, there's a major machlek, if a shutif has a right by sada shena siyolita to be meichu chayvis to do these type of things, is a binding or not. But here we're talking about where the labor is a guy, so whether it's binding or not, it's irrelevant. The guy's not paying. And said he got the deal, he has a waiver, lefi arkaseim, lefi dinayim, that's it. He satisfied his guy, you're never going to be able to collect from him. So now the shaila just is, well, you mazik me, because the other shutif says you were mazik me, and I wasn't masking him, and pay me, and you eat the whole $14,000 and pay me my chaylik. Why should I eat half of it? So that the Mordechai says, no, a shutif has a right, he's yoyb, a shutif, he gets a tzayis, say ala shvach. Abazai Rabbi say, what would you say, Lididan? We pass him like the Ramah, that you're not entitled to a tzayis, say ala shvach. So what this shutif did, Lechayro was not authorized. He shouldn't have done it. If it's a tzayis, say ala shvach, he shouldn't be entitled to do that. He shouldn't be reimbursed. Why does the other shutif have to share in the $14,000 loss?
How do you shut up exactly what's the shvach? The value of the money.
I agree with you 100%. This is a major question I have in the Mordechai. I don't understand it. Is that Lechayra? If you ask me how to shatz up shvach, I would tell you, don't look at the face of the note. It's a $100,000 note. Try to sell a $100,000 note when it's in default. You know, the press funds. Try to do that. Let me see you could do that. If you would try to sell this on the market, it's you're talking, you'd only get $80,000. I don't know what you'd get. So if this guy was able to squeeze out of this guy 86 instead of 80, I think the shvach is also the $6,000 of shvach. It was only really worth in the market, this note, $80,000. I don't know.
It's worth 100.
Why?
You're arguing with the person that's saying it's worth 100.
You're right. The guy said, I'd rather wring the guy's neck and try to get it out. He feels so, but it's not up to him. It's not up to either shutif. It's up to what it's taka worth. When I want to know, if I break your car, right, and you feel your car is worth $10,000, I don't pay what you feel. I know, but I don't pay what you feel. I pay what it's really worth. We'll get a shuma. We'll find out how much your car is worth. We'll see how much the damage is worth. Mashaya shav and mashu shav, and that's what I'll pay. So let Bezdin shuts up. How much was this chayv on this guy worth? $100,000 face value. What is that worth? 80 in the market, whatever it's worth. If it's worth 90, you're right. And he settled for 86, you're right. So then there's no track. Then he got shortchanged, $4,000. But let's shots up what it's worth in the market before you jump to the conclusion, I don't know, maybe the track here said, let's all. Maybe it's only worth 50. And the guy pulled that a whopping 86, that means he got 36 out of track. That's way beyond Litzah. I don't know what it is. Why doesn't the Mordechai make mention, let's shots up what this is, and then we'll figure out what the track is. Huh?
Of a value to sell the...
You can't sell the chayv?
I don't know, in those days, I don't know if the goyim would recognize other lawyers' mouths. I don't know if the
chayv... So then you can't sell? So then let him use his best judgment to figure it out. I don't know, but why does he name on like Kilo that I saw started at 100 down, so anything less than 100 is already considered I saw. It's $14,000 worth of Hitzah to get 86. I don't know if it was only worth 86 to begin with. There was no Hitzah. It was only worth 86 and the second I got you 86. There was no Hitzah at all. I don't understand the Mordechai, but at least the Zogdeh, Mamela Lididan, but we hold that you're not entitled to Hitzah Yisrael Lashvach. So it should come out that what the Shutif could tell the other Shutif, eat it yourself. I didn't ask you. I'm not going to pay. It's Hitzah Yisrael Lashvach. I'm not paying. Shvach, yes, I'll pay you, but I'll sell a truck. I'm not going to pay.
You mean if you could have asked him?
If you, no, it doesn't make a difference.
Dafka didn't because he wanted to close the deal with Adam.
We don't find the difference if you could have or should have, but Dafka was sneaking behind the guy. We don't see any chilek in that. But, sorry?
The other way, can you eat the milk? In the first place, say, Mom, is it Kimley? Keep the money?
Oh, could the Malva, since he, the one who collected, you mean, that's holding on to 86, let him say, Kimli, that I'll go like the Rishonim, that you're entitled to Atzah Yisera Lashvach, and Mameila, let me keep the whole 86. Probably you're right. It means even though there's Achra of the Ramah over there, not like that, but like I said, according to many Achrayim, the Mechaba argues, Machlok is if the Mechaba argues or not with the Ramah, and I yes, Roiv Rishonim go like that, I could hear Shtak Atani Kataka maybe say Kimli. I hear there's something to talk about. Maybe you'd be able to say Kimli, so out of that you'd be able to win. Okay, but I have even better. L'chayra, there's an this. Kimli means whenever there's a real, legitimate machloikis, that there's my minimum mas me'ilim, but not one against ten. There's five against five. It's an affordable machloikis. It's a strong machloikis. Then I can say, I go like this shita.
And there's no other
Rishonim. Right, so, Roy Rishonim, God, hold not like the Ra'ah. So I could say, maybe, even though the Rambam is machriya like the Rav, you have to know, could I go override that achra of the Rambam and say, Kimli, like the achrayin at the Machaba argues, and Kimli, I want to go like the Zishinah. Maybe, it's your talking. But Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you even better. There's a Nesivis in Kuf Ayin Vav Siv Katan and Aleph. And the Nesivis in Kuf Ayin Chet Siv Katan Beis, that's Machadish Apela. Gavaldik Achidish. Mamish Negeya. Zogt in the Sivis, you want to know this whole sugya of Shutav is Kiyoid Bashus, how vital is a Yoid Bashus, Punagate to this, Punagate to that, is talking about Kipshutai, that he's a Yoid like every other Yoid. He takes money out of his own pocket to Memeshbiach, a property that belongs Bishutvis. So you want to know, is he a regular Yoid? Is it better than a regular? Is it Yoid Bashus? That's all this sugya. But when a Shutav is Mighty Shutav's dick of money, that for sure he has authorization to do. And even if you hold he's not entitled to a tzor yisera leshvach, that's when he's mitzi his own money and he's coming to you with a bill. You know, I laid out money for the shutvis. I'm sorry, what you spent was garbage. It was a tzor yisera leshvach. Nothing panned out. I'm not paying you. But if I spent shutvis dick of money, then the kuliyama, both parties have to eat it. They have to share. They're in it together. They're shutvim for good or for worse. Forever hold your peace. They're in it together. That's it. They're shutvim. They're going to have to eat it. So here in this case, when I cut the deal with the guy, the loiva, I didn't cut the deal. I didn't give him money from my pocket. Say, okay, here's money. Just pay me the chayiv. I cut the deal to waive part of the shutvis dikah chayiv. I waived shutvis dikah money. I blew shutvis dikah money. That's what I was mighty. Oh, because I got mezuk the sivis lekula yama. Both shutvim are going to have to eat it. Lukuliyama, that's not this sugya. This sugya is when you're mighty your own money. You're mighty shuzdika money, that's for sure across the board. Unless, Dr. Nasivis, is a mafush over there in Kufayim Vav, unless you did something that is totally not allowed to be done. Hey, you invested in stuff that you weren't, that it's usa to invest in. Mamish, it's like off the chart. For that, you're wild. That's not even a shut. You're crazy. But if you did something that you had the right to do and you made the decision to do it, even if it's ena asuyalita, it was a bad decision. And it was a tzoyes el ashrach, but you made the decision letoyves ashutvis, then I'm going to have to eat it as well. We're in it together. Shutvim ha-shutvim. Sorry? So I'm saying it goes past the Mordechai. So someone would say, oh, a friend of mine said, oh, you see the Mordechai didn't hold the Nesivis is chid. I don't know if you have that right, because Mordechai was even saying better. Mordechai held that even every shutiv is a Yerbishus who gets a Tzoyseh Atraksi. You have to entertain the Nesivis is chilek. But I feel a little didan that we go like the Ramah, that Yenanatah Tzoyseh Atraksi, but still, you would be entitled over here because you have this Nesivis is chilek. Kavaldik is chilek.
Same thing with toil.
With toil?
He doesn't get into the machlekes.
He doesn't discuss toil, but how would it be toil on Shutz's stick of money? I mean, it's like a chayra, the same. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to say toil. It's my money too. I'm going to say toil my money. Take the shrug. It's my money. It's Shutz's stick of money. If you take Shutz's stick of money out of the bank and you build a house with it, so how could I tell you toil? It's Shutz's stick of money. L'chayra. I don't know, but I hear very stark. L'chayra, you're right. I wouldn't be able to say toil either. I hear it very stark. All right. It's a blitz chiddush in the Nesivis. I didn't see anyone who argues in the Nesivis. It's a funny thing. It's like, I didn't see anyone liked in the Nesivis either. He's like, Stato, just be mechadish chilek. This Mordechai, maybe even Hashmoyis, like everyone is. Okay.
Mordechai shouldn't have dealt with the Shiloh the way he dealt with it. Like,
correct, that's what he's saying. That. Why don't you just say the Nesivis? So, I don't know, it's easy to say what he said. Shetavitz Kiyar B'Shus, Fushu Gemara. So, Yair B'Shus, his understanding of the moment is Yair B'Shus and Gansen. So, he didn't have to come on to the Nesivis as chilek. He's already a step past it. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. Say, Sivav. Hayarid Latechu Vasu Shachaverai. If someone goes down to a chuvah shachaveroi, ubana shaloi bishos, and he builds it shaloi bishos. So until now, the whole simin was talking about a sada ha-siyalita, sada shena ha-siyalita. All the din toil was all talking about sada. Farming, planting, trees, sada. Now the Maccabi is saying, I'll introduce you building. We kept on going back and forth, building, we just went back and forth because really did say malach, and that's what we're going to see in the Mechaba now. Same halacha, shaman lo evi yad ala taktayna. If it's a churva she'ena asuya libanois, be yad ala taktayna. Vim ama bala binyan atziv avni ane noitel, he has a right to say so, shaman lo. And amale bala karka, and the bala karka will tell the yoyrid, toil mashe benisa, shaman lo, because it's a sada she'ena asuya livnois. The kids had the same halacha like Sodom. The Levush, he has a whole arichas going mamish to every halacha in the simin and applying it to binyan as well. And if it's a sada asuya, it's a chotza asuya libanais, yada ala yaina. And if it's shvach yasalatza, he gets like a kabla. And if he wants to say mamish, it's the exact same thing like a sada. There's no difference between. The kids are just another example of a yerid. Comes along the Ramah. Actually, maybe before I do the Ramah, maybe we should do a Smaya. This man, Sivkotin Yud Bey, says, why could the Yerid say Shemin Loi? If we recall, by a Sada, the Neteya cannot say Toil, because by pulling out the trees, he's Makish as Aretz. He took away Yanika out of the ground, and now he's ruining the ground. The Bala Sada could say Toil Mash Asisa, Toil Mash Natata, Toil Etzech Vavanecha, but the Neteya, the Yerid, cannot pull out. So why by a Binyan is it different? Zog the Smas of Kanyan Beis, Shemin Loi de Bibinyan Agabe Karka Loi Shaya Kiksha Da'ara. It's not Shaya Kiksha Ba'ara in such a case. You're not ruining the ground, commode the shayik by Elonis, as like when you ruin the ground by Elonis, because by Elonis you take out the nutrients, you take out the yanika. Imagine again here, you're not ruining the sada, you're not ruining the chatzah. So memeli you're allowed to pull out your stones, pull out your bricks. Okay, that is the sma. A dik kal in the sma. The sma says like this: shemin loy, why the bebinyan al garbe karka, a binyan which is on top of the land, loy shayich. What happens if I built the binyan into the ground? I dug out for a foundation. I built into the ground. So if I'm going to pull out my house, you're left with a crater. You're left with a hole in your ground. So l'chayr, it sounds like the sma, the b'chay gavna, I would not be able to pull out my binyan. Because again, I'm ruining the sada. I'm ruining your field. I'm leaving you with a hole. Oh, very good. Very good. So the Aruch HaShulchan says lahedya this, that by a binyan as well, if you leave a hole, if you have a hole, you're not allowed to pull out your binyan. That's called kichsha da'ara. And not only that, there's a Chuvis Maharach or Zeruah in Reishon and Aleph who says the same thing, that the whole case of bayis where you didn't loy naga beguf hakarka klum. You made a roof, a ceiling on the rooms, or all these type of examples that you didn't touch the ground. Oh, now you're going to pull it out. There's going to be a hole in the karka. That's a marach azur. It's a rishon already that says that.
Why
is
it
not kichsha
da'ara on a building? If you stop pulling pieces out, you're doing damage.
On an existing building? What do you mean? You had nothing, you just had a piece of property.
Existing building? No, it says,
okay, you're right. So the Agrada did the Chuvis Radvaz, who Taka says, if you're pulling out, and the Chuvis Marashdam, I think we had, if you pull out, and by, you know, pulling off the roof, you're going to now ruin something, then Enochanami, you're not allowed to do that either. Enochanami. But he held that you're going to be able to get it back to square one before you were yared.
Put a window,
we had a chuvah in Reyosha like that, with windows. You pulled out the windows and then you put in new windows, you could pull them back out and put back the old windows. So Mameila, that's not a problem. So L'chaira, what's with your taina? Shmuchal's right. L'chaira, I'll bring it back to where it was. It was chuvah in Reyosha, Chalik Beis. Simon Reish says that. I can bring it back to where it was. I left the crater, I'll backfill the crater. You'll be back where you started. What's the problem?
You can't build my carcass. Once it has to be virgin ground to build, it's a whole different thing. Once it's been taken off, you can't build it the same way.
Is that true?
Yeah. I didn't make it up.
Yeah?
No, the ground is the ground is never the same when you dig it out and you put stuff back. It's never the same.
Is that true?
You can compact it. Oh, you can compact it. So okay, so if I compact it, I'll bring it back. Have you checked? Oh. And not only that, the Sma himself says kiksha da'ara is nutrient. In fact, if you recall, the Sma brought down the Lavosh, and the Lavosh says kiksha da'ara was the holes of the trees that I'm leaving. And the Sma says, not true, it's not the holes of the trees. All the Rishonim in the Sma's right. All the Rishonim says that kiksha da'ara is the yanika. I went up to the holes of the trees. Why isn't that a problem? Elamai, that means because, so if you truth be told, the Merachar Zeruah is the Kasha, I the trees, you also living holes. So like the Merachar Zeruah, the Gemara is talking about a case where I planted the trees when they were already holes. The guy already had holes in his karka for trees, just no trees. And I just put the whole trees in the holes. I didn't have to dig out anything. A mamish adoichik akimta, not in any of the rishayim, it's mavun the rishayim, like that. That's azoy vait, he went. It's a pella. To take on this miracle, you mamish have to have a hagansa amos in the Gemara. And especially in the Sma himself said, kikshadara means unique. I don't know what's pshat. L'chayro, light the Yosher would be correct that if I could backfill, if you're right on your mitzvahs, I can't. Okay, I can't, you're right. But to the extent I could bring it back to the way it was, l'chay, there should not be kik shadara, l'chay, I should be able to pull it out. And then what the Sma says, agabe kaka, is love dafka. Even if I build into the kaka, it should be the same halacha. All right, let's move on. Comes along the Ramah. Rabbi says, a powerful Ramah here. Zok the Ramah hagah. That which we have halacha, that you could be shaymin loy. The balas karka could tell the guy, take your binyan. And the bala binyan, the yurik could say, I want to take my binyan. Each one has the opi, and each one could pull out what they want. Zok the Ramah, v'dafka, that's only machuva ein asu, you'll live nice. If it's a ein asu, you'll live nice. Avala masu, you'll live nice. If this churva is oimid, live nice, this is what it's oimid, to be built a house here. Oi b'makim shestam churva oimedis, live nice. Or it's a case where normal churva is oimedis, live nice. All churvas are like that. Dinu kumei chatzeris, sheyizbar b'samach, is the same halacha like chatzeris, sheyizbar b'samach, like the next sif. Let's just cheat a little bit and let's look at the next sif. The next sif says, look at the Ramah. The Ramah says that when you have a chotzer, asuya libanes haga, loy yuchal abayna lema binyani ani naitel. The bayna, the yared, cannot pull out his house. If it's a chotzer, asuya libanes, the yared has no right to pull out the house anymore. That's it, it's there for good. He already was makna the house, it already belongs to the bala chotzer, and he cannot pull it out. Zok the Ramah, it has the same halacha by a churva. If a churva was oimed libanes, it would be just like a chotzer oimed libanes, that the baina cannot pull out the binyan. That's the Ramah. In other words, the Ramah is going b'negeya to the Yoyerid. The Yoyerid cannot pull out his bias. The Mechaba talks about both halves. Whether the Balabinin could pull out his stuff, whether the Balakarka could say toil. But this Ramah is only going back on the ratio of the Mechaba that the Balabinin cannot say atzivavni ani noitel b'chai gavna that tzasiyo lebonis. But whether the Balakarka could tell the guy, take his stuff, the Ramah's not talking about it. He never discussed it. He's only talking about whether the Baina could say binyani ani noitel or not. He's going on the Baina, not on the Balakarka. If you recall Rabbi Isai, we said in Siv Beis, it's a makloikis rishayim, and the way this map paskins is that even by a sada asuya lita, the bala sada could say toil. So that's why it's very meduik in the Ramah. The bala sada, the bala karka could always say toil, even by asuya libanis. Steam is a machab in Ramah and Siv Beis. So to hear, the Ramah is only saying that the bala binyan, the yirid, cannot pull out. But you want to know if the bala sada, bala karka could say toil? Yes, even by a suya libanis, he could also say toil. And just to make it even stronger, is even the Rishonim who argue over there, the Rashman and the Muki Yosef, who hold that by a sada, a suya lita, the bala sada cannot say toil, by a bias, the balakaka could still say toil. So koshikin li didan, now we passing even by a sada you could say toil, koshikin by a bias you could say toil. So you could always say toil. The whole Ramah is only that the yirid, the baina, the balabinyan, cannot pull out his stuff. Azoy's mavur in the Ramah later on. And Azoy's like the Chuvis Yanka is very important. The Chuvis Yanka, Chelek Aleph Kuf Yudeis Lahedya, that this whole Ramah is going back on the first shlav of the Mechaba. And if you look, he says, if you look, where's the Ramah coming from? Look in the Beis Yosef and look in the Dake Moshe. It's coming from the Tamid Rashba. Tamid Rashba says it lahedya, it's only going on the Baina, but the Bala Kaka could still say Toya. So lahedya in the Tamid Rashba. And then he said, he found in one of the defusim of Shulchan Aruch, Krakow, So I rather looked up on the computer. The one I have in Krakow, the first printer Krakow has it like us. But he says he found in one end of the Fusim of Krakow that this Ramah is in the wrong place. This Ramah he has in that Fus is a line before where the Mechaber says in Mama Balabin in Atziv Avni Ani Noitel Shemin Lo Yizok the Ramah. That's only if it's Ein Asil Libanes. But Asil Libanes no. But on the Sefer of the Mechaber by the Balakarka, Avada the Balakarka could always say Tail. I say Zok the Shvaz Yankiv. Keshmak Shvaz Yankiv. Why am I? Okay, let me just bring it out. What would be the svara? How come the guy who's being yoyed cannot pull out his stuff, and the balakaka could say toil? What's the chilik? Why is the balakaka better? Wolf manajok. If he was kind, he was kinder. If he wasn't kind yet, and I could tell you toil, then I want to pull my stuff as well. Zok the ra, zok the tamid rashba. I mean, which is really coming from the ra. The ra says so. The ran is brought down, brings down the ra who says it ledger. It's because every yoyed. When he comes down, why is he being mashbik to Sada for? He has nothing to do. What is he doing it for? He's trying to leave it there. He's being mashbik to Sada, that it should be yours for good. Just pay me for my work. So Zok de Ra'a, Zok de Tamid de Rashba, Bishleimo, if it's a Sada she'ena asu yalita, and you're paying me pittance, you're paying me yada la tachtaina, you're paying me the lesser of the two, shvach, pachs me atzah, atzah pachs me neshvach, you don't pay me my full price, I'm pulling my stuff. I reserve the right to pull my stuff. You're not satisfying what I wanted. I wanted real pay. This is a joke. So I'm going to pull my stuff. But if it's a sada suya lita, or chatza suya libanis, we're giving me yada ala yoyna, you're giving me shvach yes ala tzah, you're paying me full price like every other builder gets paid, and that's all I wanted in the first place. That's what I was doing here. I went down to Mimajbik to get paid like a builder. And you're paying me like a tatala, exactly what I want. So if I want my stuff to remain. I died to the hachi, I went down lechatchilo, that the house should be yours if you pay me. If you're asking to pay me at the end, it's already yours now. You'll be kainu lemafreya now. So Mimelo zok de ra'an, Zamir Rasha, you can't say, I want to pull my stuff. As long as the Baal HaSada, the Baal HaKarka, eventually is masking to pay you, Lemafrei, he was kinder from day one. Now you can't pull out your stuff. It's not your stuff anymore. It belongs right to the Baal HaKarka. The Baal HaKarka reserves the right to decide. He's there, mask him, not mask him. It's, I gave you something to be zeich in it. I'm going to ask whether you want to be, whether you mask him or not. If you mask him at the end, it's yours already now, Lemafreya. But the Yoyed has no right to pull it. As long as the Baal HaKarka eventually is mask him to keep it, it's over. It's Lemafreya, the Baal HaKarka.
That's for everything. That's why it's really also. That's what he wants.
Correct. And if you call Rabbi, so remember we had a Shiloh. We had a Shiloh. How do you shatz up? Do you shatz up today's price? Do you shatz up the price when it was by the time of the Yerida? If the Teshrach went up in value, down? If the cost of a building went up in price or down, and we said it's Makloket to show him whether you're kainu lemafreya or not. Here's Mefurish Ramah who's paskening like the Talmidei Harashban, like the Ra'ah, that you're kainu lemafreya, and if you're kainu lemafreya, so we reckon lemafreya. That's how it's going to be. You have no right to pull out because I have the kainu lemafreya. I could tell you toil, but the Balabinian can't say binyani ani noitel. Else is very geschmack. Where's the problem? Problem is the sma. Let's do a sma. And by the way, what I just told you is the Talmid HaRashba is a goyin. The goyin itself cut in Yud Zayin. When he explains Siv Zayin, that Ramah, lo yukul abayin olam ebinyani ani noital, why not? Zok the goyin, because the Talmid HaRashba, because you have the upper hand. You could tell me toil, but I can't, because I was yoyed in Mashbiach Hadas Kain, that it should be yours if you want it. Lemafreya. Not like the Mukhi Yosef. Okay. Comes along this massive cotton Yud Gimel and teaches this Ramah totally different. Zok the Sma. Let's read the Sma inside. Siv cotton Yud Gimel. Zok the Sma. Hatur b'shem arosh kosev zela shoynei. O mistah b'loy mekein the ein shoymin loy to who to the balakarka. The owner of the field is stuck with his shvach and he has no right to tell the balabinian take his stuff. How? Come, how is it? How, what's the case? It was a run-down, empty field. The guy was doing nothing with it anyway. He never had any use out of it. And he's a wealthy individual. He has enough money to build a house here. It's not going to hurt the bottom line. It won't make a dent in his pocket. It's Oymid Lakan. He wasn't doing anything with it anyway. Certainly he's going to build a house with it and he can afford to build a house with it. The Oz, if the Balakaka wants to say, take your house, Vadei Toyanahu Mevakesh, he's just trying to get back at the Boina. He's really likes the house. He's just trying to shtach the bainah, hurt the bainah, kedei lahafsid lebal abinyan. In such a case, ein shem loy, we're not going to listen to the bala binyan. He learned that this Ramah is not only benegeya to the yair not being able to pull out his stuff, it's also benegeya to the bala kaka can't tell him toil. And why he makes an akimta, a wild akimta. Akimta is talking about where it was a churva that the guy wasn't using for anything else anyway. So obviously he wants a house here. If he was using it to play football and now there's a house, he could say, no, I'd rather play football. No, he was never using this. He left it barren the whole time. He wasn't ever using this. And he has enough money to build a house. It doesn't hurt him at all. So Mamela, we know for sure, Bezin know for sure he really wants it. And I, he's telling me, told now, he's just trying to get back at me. And tough, he's going to have to eat it and keep it. And he's going to have to pay me like a tatala. That is the case of the Ramah. A major akimta, and he's learning the Ramah that it's going both on the Bala Karakam and on the Yerid. Not like the Mashmais Ramah. The Mashmais Ramah is only talking about the Yerid, the Baina, not going back on the Bala Karakam. He obviously learned if the Ramah puts his alak at the end of the Sif, it's going back on both halves of the Sif. The Aruch HaShulchan learns like the Sma as well. However, the Gedolei Poskim, the Shvasyankov over there, brings this man, blasts him, that's Mamish Mefush, not like the Tamina Rashba, which that's where the Ramah is coming from. There's a Chuvis Teya Feis Re'im, Lerav Tevish, in Chesh Mishpat Simintes. There's a Gois Moerig, if you have the Shukhanach with Riki Deigo, on that Goyin over there, he also brings in this man, blasts him, what's going on. There's not the Tamina Rashba, they're coming from the Tamina Rashba, that's where they're coming from. It's all not like this man. And the Bemis, if you think about it, this Sma is a chiddush. Not only is the Sma making a kimta, not only is the Sma saying it goes both halves, the Sma comes out of a major nafkamin al-alacha. Because the Sma made this wild kimta that he needs two ingredients for. First of all, it's a churva that the Bala Chatzah wasn't using it at all for anything else. And second, he has enough money to build a house and it won't hurt him at all. But halav ha-chizak the Sma at the end, Shemiloi. If he had any other use out of the property, or he's not so wealthy, then Shemiloi, we will listen to the Bala Chata when he says toil. And hu adin zakta sma, it's one big halak across the board. Shemiloi will listen to the Yerid to pull out his house. He equates the two, and Sifkan Yadali does it too as well. He equates the Bala Karka's halakha to the Yerid's halakha. Let me just finish it off. He equates the two, that if there was a kinyan already, if he for sure wants it and he could afford it, so he was kinda right away, so both of us can't say toil. And if he can't afford it, or he had other use out of property, so he was not kinda right away, so both of us could say toil. That's how the Sma comes out. Mashenkin, if you learn like the Talmidei HaRashba and the Ra, and the Shvas Yankiv, and the Goyin, and all that, and all the Paiskim who bring down the Talmidei HaRashba and Ra, no. No, we're not the same halacha. You cannot take your stuff. To the extent you built a house on a chatzah, suya libanais, you can never pull out your stuff. Only I could tell you toil. But once you put it down, you gave me the upper hand as if I'll have a kinyan l'mafrei. It's up to me to decide. If I'm asking later on to keep it, I'll be kinyan l'mafrei. And you can never pull out your stuff when it's a suya lita or it's a suya libanais. I have the upper hand. I could say toil, but you can never pull it out. Majanki like the sma, in a normal case where I could say toil, the yeri could also pull out his stuff. And that they all argue with the sma. It's not true. You cannot pull out your stuff.
The Rosh, I'm saying.
Well, it's not such a... that the Rosh is talking about the Bala Karka. So in the Rosh alone, you won't have such a deal. Because the Rosh will say, yes, if it will be mamish, a strong case like that, then the Bala Karka can't say toil. Maybe. And a Hanami. But in the Numa'ala case, you could say toil. But you want to know whether the Yuri could say... Binyani ani noitel? No, the Yeri cannot say that because you went adas hachi to get paid, and I'm paying you like kartatel. I'm paying you shvach esalatzah. So Mameli, you don't have a right. So what the Sma comes out is a gevaldik chiddush of the Sma, how he learns up, and they blast him. The Ul Nechanim blast the Sma. This is not true. He's touching up the Ramah. He's touching up the Ramah, and he plugs into the Ramah. Mistav aloy became. This is the case.
It could be the Yerid can't take it anyway.
No, because I tell you like this, because there's only one halacha, this Ramah, and we shall is what this Ramah means. So you can only learn Ramah going on the Yair like the Talmid Rashba. It's like this man, no, the Ramah means even the Balak Karka because of the Rosh. But so he does. He didn't have anything else. He should have said that this Ramah is going on the Talmid Rashba Svara. He didn't bring that Talmid Rashba. He plugged into this Ramah the Rosh as if that's the halacha, that they have the same halacha. And you're going to see Mietz Hashem and Siv Zayin, he does the exact same thing. He equates the two. What's going on? That's not true. They all jump on him. And not only that, whether we pass him like the Rosh all together, just to be messing with this, whether we pass him like the Rosh all together, the Sma obviously passing like this Rosh, that if it's Memesh to Enu Mavakesh, if it's an extreme case, so then to Enu Mavakesh, we ain't Shemin Lo, you have no right to say Toil anymore. The Ulama Mishpat says that that's not Pshat Neramah, right? Like all the Gdei Lachreinim, that's not Pshat Neramah. So let's put this man hold. Let's go through Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned this Rosh, not in the Mechavah, not in the Ramah. We have a whole Simin on Yerid, not once mentioned anything about this Rosh. Zokto Ulama Mishpat, Mistimes HaMechabev Ramah Loikai Malunka Rosh. We hold not like the Rosh. Even if the guy is extremely wealthy, and even if the guy wasn't using his churva, he still has a right to say toil. This halacha wasn't brought down. We don't obviously don't bask like it. That's what the Ulama Mishpat says. Now, Rabbi Yisai, if you remember at the beginning of the Siman, I asked the Shaila from the Imri Mashach, and I said, I'll get back to it. So I want to get back to it now. The Imri Mashach has a bomb kasha. Let's take this halacha. Yes, on this halacha too, and Sevav. Yes, on a couple halachas, but says Sevav. Sevav says by Yisod Shein Asli Yolita, what's the halacha? I could tell you toil, and you could say toil. You could say etal of binyanani naita. We all each one. But what's the halacha? What do we give? Yodala taktaina. You get the less of the two. Yitzias Ashrach. Frakti Mashach, the halacha is never negeya. What's the halacha? You're going to get yodala taktaina. When is that halacha negeya? If I don't want to pay Yadala Taktaina, I'll threaten you, toil. Yeah, Bezin says I have to pay Yadala Taktaina. But Bezin also said I have a right to say toil. I'm not paying you Yadala Taktaina, I'm going to pay half. Only pay half for your size. I'm not paying you full your size. You don't like it? Toil. And Li'idi Gisa, if I'm asking to pay you a full Yadala Taktaina, but the Yerid is very upset, that's what you're giving me Yadala Taktaina, I worked so hard, that's it. I'm going to pull out my house. I'm going to show you. I'm going to pull out my house. He has a right to do that. You better pay me like a tatala. You better pay me yodala yoyna. You better pay me for my shrak. Because if you don't pay me for my shrak, I'm going to pull out my house. It's like, and I have a right to do that. So talk to me, my shrak. When is Allah going to get? It's just a better negotiator. I'll threaten toil, and you'll threaten toil. And the best man will win. We'll negotiate at a price, but nothing to do with the Yadol Taktayna price. So when is the halacha Yadol Taktayna ever negeya? Zok Dimri Mashach, is that this halacha that I have a right to say toil is only if it's true. If only I'm emes, I taka don't want the house there. I'm not using it just as a tactic to wear you down and as a negotiating tactic to get you to lower your price. No, I really don't want the house, and if you're not going to give me a discounted price, I really don't want it. I'd rather build my own house. So if it's true, toil, fine. But if it's not true, and you're only doing it as a bargaining tactic, you have no right to do it. Shekes, he says. And that, you have no right to do. And that's when the halacha is nageya. Yodot akten is nageya in a normal case. The guy is ishemis, he's telling the bezin the truth. You can't use this as a bargaining tactic. And if he has always a betzorking ledin, he didn't bring any right to the betzorking ledin. Maybe I have a right to say toil is a bargaining tactic too. Maybe. He blibes Shred, talking Ladina, but that's his Eitzat his Kasha. But Rabbi say, what we're saying, it's a Mufusha Rosh. This is the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that we know Tainu Mavakish ain't Shemin Lai. We will stop you. You have no right to say Toil. Now, Grada, even if the Ulama Mishpat's right that the Mechaben Rambal left it out, it's because maybe they hold this is not so indicative, this is not so convincing that we could say, oh, you're just being a Tainu Mavakish, so you have money, but maybe you want to spend money on something else. So that maybe it's not a Tainu Mavakish. But whenever we know that the Tainu Mavakish, and Avada the Rosh Lechair is right, at the end of the day it should be totally Lefi Rois, any Abezdin, if it's Tainu Mavakish or not, to decide if you have a right to say Tol. And when you are Tainu Mavakish, you have no right to say Tol, and that's when Allah, Yad Allah Taktain is Nageya. All right, Rabbi Sabalina, then when we do Siv Zayin next week, we'll go a little more into it. Agot Tovach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.